Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B. Fines. And we're back again with another one, another special guest. Man, I've been wanting to get him on the show. Man, he had, I ain't gonna lie, like 500 people in the skate park, man. Like, I had to get him on the show then, but, you know, but we finally got him on. Welcome, Horse Gator, man. Welcome to the show, man.
Appreciate you for having me, bro.
That's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How you been? What you been up to, man?
I've been good, man. I don't know. I dropped my album and shit. So I just been trying to work and just stay in the studio, because, like, you drop some shit, and then you feel like you ain't got nothing else to say. So you got to just make sure you keep the creativity going.
Real talk, man. You got to keep that constant momentum. Like you say, you drop an album, like you don't want to get complacent. You don't want to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's the biggest thing for artists like me, at least. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's a weird feeling to like work so hard on something, but at the same time, you don't ever want to feel like you like ran out of shit, if that makes sense.
Right. So where do you find your inspiration? Like, what is your, you know, some of your inspiration and like behind this album?
I say with this album, It's all based on like my childhood.
Yeah.
Like everything's based on my childhood, in a sense, to where Miss Sissy Grandson, I think it was like my most personal I've been yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like using my granny's name, and like I shot the whole cover of my granny crib type shit. So Anybody who knows me, like I'm real like private on family in that sense. But just growing up and being in my granny's house, and you feel me, I was a big part of who I am. So that's probably my main inspiration.
That's dope, man. I'm a granny's boy too. Like I love my granny. Like, you know, if you still got your granny, you can go call her, return her text. And my granny called me yesterday. You know, I was over at work. She said, I ain't heard from him. She called me Big. And I ain't heard from him in a while, Big. And, it was like 3 days. And like, so she's getting older. So I try to, you know, do it more and more with her.
Yeah, no, so got to.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast, man. So give us something good to watch and give us something good to eat. It could be anywhere, anywhere.
Something good to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Stranger Things.
I got to get hit with Stranger Things.
You do.
I got to get.
Lie. That's the whole shit with like I fuck with like 80s music heavy. So, because I feel like 80s music is the last time niggas really had like passion and they like singing and shit.
Yeah.
Like Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, even with like Bon Jovi and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So that whole aesthetic I fuck with. And I don't know. It's a good show. It's just a good ass show. It's a good ass show.
It is. Yeah, I heard good things about Stranger Things. They had a collab with some pizza. Is it like a pizza parlor or something? Or is it something? Because I seen them with a. They did like a collab with a pizza. Like it was like a microwave pizza, not my, you know, an oven take home bake.
Yeah, they had some like shit with like Eggo's waffles, but like they ain't have no shit with like pizza or nothing.
Oh, they did.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know how they. But you know how companies, they gonna find a way to get their money.
Yeah.
Regardless,
they gonna put that on there and give us something good to eat.
I say I fuck with sweet potatoes heavy.
Really?
Yeah. Thanksgiving's like my holiday. Like You feel me? Like people be jumping from Halloween to Christmas. I can't fuck with it. I got it. You feel what I'm saying? I'm waiting on that. So yeah, definitely sweet potatoes and Stranger Things.
I like sweet potatoes, but I used to like the chunk, but they got to be whipped up like mashed potatoes. I don't like the big. I don't know. The texture just fucks with me. I don't like the big, you know, balls, like the big. You know, like the traditional sweet potatoes.
Yeah, I'm not a texture person though. Mm-hmm. Like, I can eat like whatever when it comes to like I don't be like tripping off texture.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying? Nah, definitely not. Yeah.
So let's get back into your album. Who's all on here? Like, you got any guest features? Is there any particular, you know, somebody that you wanted to work with?
Yeah, I say with this one, it's executive produced by Shy. You feel me? As a producer, I've been working with for a while now. And when it comes to features, the only other rappers we got on there is Otez, Hendo Houdini, and we got Zelly on the interlude type shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Zelly, okay.
Zelly, yeah.
Zelly, who is
yeah.
that?
Yeah, he another artist in our camp. Like, uh-huh. That's crazy type shit. Like, we all, like, solo artists, but, like, it's, like, our team type shit. You got, like, rappers, singers, video people, photographers, all that shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay, you said you had a team. Yeah. So what does your team consist of? Like, what's the name of it? Like,
it's That's Crazy. It's called That's Crazy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You feel me?
That's dope, yeah.
That's crazy.
Uh-huh.
You feel what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's it got Shy, me, Doughboy, Otez, Niece the Nymph, and Zelly, and those are the only, and Johnny Boy, those are only like artists or
yeah.
producers. And then you got people who make clothes, like you got Hector make clothes.
Yeah.
Cole, a lot of different people who work on like videos, photos, and shit like that. It's just like, we always looked at it to where it's like in the city, at least. We don't think that the big problem is like niggas don't do shit for the music no more. So it's like these are the niggas that we met that we like just got close with before That's Crazy was a thing. And we all like had this collective thing to where regardless of how different our music sounds, we do shit for the music. You right. know what I'm saying? You feel me? So it's like, so yeah, it's on some shit to where like we just look at the niggas that we grew up listening to yeah. and shit like that. And it was never about like making music for money.
Okay, so is that what you meant? Where they ain't doing it for the music, they doing it for the money and the clout and the
yeah. And don't get me wrong, like I ain't never gonna get on a nigga for getting money. Like that's never that. But we just look at the state this shit's in, and it's like there's definitely a difference between niggas that's like looking at music just for money versus niggas who really want to like make good music. You feel what I'm saying?
Right. And you said your album did 100 streams.
It just hit 100,000 streams.
100,000 streams?
Yeah, 100,000.
Man, give you a round of applause. We're going to give you a big and lazy tag. Man, that's amazing right there. Like,
appreciate it.
So how'd you feel when you first seen, like,
big
you
know,
I might shoot 100K. Like, where did you get the notification? I did, yeah. Like, you know.
I checked on, I be checking Spotify artists. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I just started checking that shit because I use Apple Music, so I don't even pay attention to it.
Right.
And I peeped it was at, like, 80. So mm-hmm. I was like, all right, we hitting 100 by the end of the year, just, like, at the state it was going at. And, it was a song, Sincerely Interlude, that's a song that, like, was, like, blowing up on Spotify.
Yeah, I gotta check it out.
Yeah, Johnny Boy produced that one, and it was, like, on some... That was, like, the least expected, in my personal opinion, like, one of the least expected songs to, like, actually, like, blow up in that sense. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was just a blessing, especially because, like, niggas will tell you, like, if you're not making the type of music that's, like, going on in the city right now, then it's, like, they ain't no point. Like, I used to, my big brother, my pops used to drop me off at the studio. I was, like, 14, 15, going to, like, 400 recordings. Uh-huh. And niggas was like, yeah, it's just hard, but, like, niggas ain't going to listen to this shit because it's not the other shit that niggas is.
That dumb shit.
You feel what I'm saying? I don't even say dumb shit. It's just, like, that's, like, what's more popular in the city type shit. So niggas was telling me, like, niggas wasn't going to listen to it. And then look at me now. Obviously, I'm far from where I want to be, but it's a blessing. You feel what I'm saying?
Real talk, man. It is. Like, you're really making waves out here.
Yeah, I'm grateful for it. Just everybody who tap in type shit. Like, that shit's...
So, are these collective streams? Are these just, like, 100,000 on Spotify? 100,000? Like, are these all your...
I don't know if it's collective, or I don't know if Spotify picks up just Spotify or everything else, but, like, that's just... I should be throwing me off. I just saw the 100K on whenever I opened up the Spotify shit, so you feel me? I just take it for that. You feel me?
Okay. We're gonna take a quick little break, and I need you to go to our website, bigandlazy.com. It's all our links. It's our Apple Podcast, Spotify, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter. I don't think TikTok and Twitter's on there, but it's coming. It should be on our Facebook, and it's our paid service. $5 a month, you get early access. You get behind-the-scenes content. Just $5 a month. That's not even a tank of gas. That's a tank of gas. That's not a Big Mac. That's not a pack of cigarettes. Hey, just $5 a month, you get everything Big and Lazy. Merch is on the way, and we appreciate the support. So, let's talk about that, because like when I mentioned first, like, how'd you the concert at the skate park, how did that come about, and like, what was that?
So from what I know of, it's No Comply, it's like just like rock shit, you feel what I'm saying? Like, it was just rock shit, and they've been doing it for 2 years, and the second year they did it at the skate park, and there was never no rappers up there.
So you was the first rapper?
Yeah, me.
Soulja Boy moment. First rapper.
It was me and Niece the Nymph. She's also in my collective. It was me, Niece the Nymph, and Shy.
Okay.
And we were the first rappers up there, and it was such a weird experience because it was like the punk scene, the punk rock scene, it's real different. Like, it from a rapper, it looked like it's real, like, cult following type shit. Like, you get there and you get the feeling sometimes it's like niggas ain't trying to hear no rap type shit. Like, it's a rock show. Like, if you go to a jazz show, you ain't trying to hear no rock music. You go to a rock show, you ain't trying to hear no rap music. You feel what I'm saying? But when we was there, we would just kind of I used to get nervous in my shows, and like my first show was like 10 people, probably less than that, and I was just nervous. But now I wasn't nervous that people would show up. I was nervous that like nobody would show up type shit. You feel what I'm saying? So we just would look at each artist go in and go out, and we felt like everybody had their own fan base that showed up for them, except for us, because this is a rock shit. Like, we the rappers type shit. Ain't nobody come just to see us. Right. But then when we went on like right before the headliner type shit.
That's a good spot.
So we was second to last, and it felt like everybody from each of the previous rock bands all came to show love. Like, that shit was crazy.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
I was crowd surfing in that motherfucker. Like,
oh, really? You hopped the crowd?
Yeah. That shit was nuts. That shit was insane.
That's what's up. Did you form any like collaborations, or like anybody you want to like, you know, work with, or like, you know, let me, you know, I ain't gonna say switch your lane up, but like try something. Did you ever, you know, did you meet some connections there?
I met the bands. It was more of like, it was this one, the band that we opened up for, like the last people that went like right after us. They was called White Reaper, and I had no idea they was gonna perform, but I listened to them. Like, I listened to them before I even did the performance type shit. You feel what I'm saying? So after,
put it on the ground.
After I performed with them, after I performed like right before them, it just threw me off. Like, I always wanted to work with them type shit. So, you feel what I'm saying? We ain't really like chop it up or nothing like that, but just that's just always made me want to like switch the lane type shit.
Okay.
But rap is always number one, but I think it's all about experimenting.
Oh yeah, it's always about experimenting. So I'm gonna ask you this. What is your favorite like era of rap or music? Like, would you say the 90s, 2000s, and like what were some of your inspirations growing up? This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Flur. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and the link's going to be in the description. In the comments, go check that out. Flur, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
I say 2010s, or like early, like mid-2000s and 2010s. I ain't gonna lie. Like,
that was a good time.
I fuck with the 90s heavy, but like, you look at like 2008 with like Wayne.
Yeah, Wayne's a legend.
Wayne.
Yeah, he put on a hell of a show. Did you go to this concert?
Nah.
Hell of a show.
And then it's like, I grew up listening to Jeezy a lot.
Yeah,
like,
man.
My big brother and my mama, they was playing Jeezy type shit. You feel what I'm saying? So I listened to Jeezy. And then when I got my own music taste, it was like Kendrick. Like, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and Good Kid, Mad City dropped 2012. And I was in fifth grade. And I was like, I'm gonna be a rapper type shit.
That's what's up,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, so that era right there was like probably the most influential for me. What about you?
It was a time Jeezy was like the best. It was about a 3 or 4 year stretch of like Jeezy. I fucked with Young Dro. Young Dro was my guy too. Wayne, he was a legend. Like, and to see him start off, you know, the squad up, the Hot Boys, the squad up, the transition.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? To Carter. Then you go to the Rockstar. Then he was on features, man. It was a time, you know, Wayne, if you didn't hear a Wayne song, he was on a feature of the song. You know, Wayne had a hell of a run. But it's funny you say Good Kid, Mad City. To this day, I'm a Nas diehard fan. I got to put Illmatic number one all time because I'm a Nas fan. But Good Kid, Mad City, dog, it's Nas, Illmatic is 1A, Good Kid, Mad City is 1B. That was like the first... In a long time, no skips. I was like, you know what I mean? The way the whole interlude, the way he was just transitioning to the stories, the lyrics, the beats, it was a 10 out of 10. No skips. That shit was a classic.
Definitely a legend.
It's funny you say that. The best two albums in the, I say the last, he's a cornball, but I don't know. He might be on here one day. The Game, the Jesus piece. Him, because that came out around the same time, and I was just back and forth. Like, that was just like two albums, two solid albums. So let me ask you this. Like, if you could work with anybody, like, if you had the Martians took over the Earth, and you got one track to save the world, you can get a beat from anybody, and you can get a feature from anybody, who would it be?
If I can get a beat from anybody.
Yeah, you got to... This is one track you gotta give. You gotta give a track to save the world.
So are they all on the same track?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going Knowledge. Is it Dead or Alive?
Dead or Alive.
Do you just gotta be rappers?
Anybody.
I'll probably do Knowledge for the beat.
Uh-huh.
And I would really wanna work with Whitney Houston.
Yes, man. Whitney Houston.
Just like that's on dope, just even like on a hook or a bridge, like I'd be insane. Insane.
People don't know how she had a hell of an impact. To this day, she sold the most records out of any female artist. That's wild.
It's nuts. Yeah. Off of straight, like, I think it's just like a passion thing. Like, you listen to her sing, and it's like, oh, yeah, like, you feel it. Like, you feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, really, like, I think that, like, R&B, I don't want to say R&B's dying, but, like, R&B back in the day, and, like, they had real, even pop music back in the day, had real, like, soul to it.
It did.
You feel what I'm saying?
It really did.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever read the conspiracy theories on how she died?
No. Well,
the conspiracy theories is, like, the security camera cut out, and, like, right before she passed, she was found face down in the tub, and she was in the process of suing her record label, auditing her record label, because she's saying, like, I sold all these records, like, where's my money? And hell, she went out to L.A.? She went out there, and she was about to go to a meeting, and, you know, she met her demise, R.I.P. Whitney Houston.
Damn. That, I think... I'm not big on conspiracy theories, but at the same time, like, knowing how the industry is, you can't put nothing past nobody.
No, you can't.
You can't put nothing past nobody. So, like, I'd be open to shit, like, to, like, looking into shit, but, you feel me, that shit's just crazy. I wouldn't be surprised.
No, I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't be surprised.
It's a lot of whatevs out there. So, how do you feel about, do you think the current condition of hip-hop as far as... One aspect of it is like streams versus physical copies. Do you think that hurt the game? You think it hurt the...
I think what hurt the game the most, I don't think the streams hurt the game in rap. I think that people not paying niggas for their streams enough is crazy.
Right.
I think it's weird how, like, you'll hit, even with, like, views on YouTube, you'll hit, like, a million views, and that's, like, what, like, $20 type shit? Like,
right.
That shit don't make no sense.
Yeah.
But I think we're really, I don't want to say anything that ruined hip-hop, but I think the biggest problem with hip-hop is almost, like, the marketing, in a sense. You feel what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
Okay, so I break it down like this. What is hip-hop? And if I had to just define that in its simplest terms, it's just black culture expressed. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's just a way that black culture expressed, no matter who you are or what city or style, it's the way that you express your culture and experiences.
Right.
Right? So with that being said, hip-hop's not supposed to be... It can be enjoyed by everybody, but it's not supposed to be relatable to everybody.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So when hip-hop is marketed to where it's no longer about black culture... And it's like, okay, no, it's just pop culture now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens and you take the black culture out of hip hop, you say in 20 years, it's like hip-hop going to be just like how rock is.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Cause like
so you feel like it's oversaturated, like too many hands are in the, you know, stirring the pot. Is that what you're trying to say?
Almost. Or like, yeah, like, I don't know. It's like, it's weird. Like, you know, like rock, black people made rock music.
Yeah.
But then like now you listen to rock and niggas be like, oh, it's white people music.
Right.
And I think it's just a slow takeover.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same shit's happening today. You feel what I'm saying?
I can see it.
I got same shit's happening today. I think it's just crazy. I think that's like the, and I'm not saying like it's an issue being a white rapper type shit, but right. I think it's like people gotta know like that you a guest in somebody else's house almost. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
That's just how I look at like culture type shit. If I was making a different culture's music, I think you can be able to make the shit, but you gotta just know, you feel what I'm saying, where you stand in somebody else's culture.
Right. You gotta respect the rules of the house.
Respect the rules of it type shit. That's just how I feel. And I think that like, look at rap, right? Mm-hmm. Regardless like of who fucks with you, like the niggas is buying tickets and who are able to buy these expensive ass tickets.
Right.
You can be the blackety blackest rapper out. Your show's gonna be a bunch of white people. So it's like, it's just like the relatability. Big businesses is gonna market that. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Regardless. So it's just like, we just gotta keep hip hop and remember what hip hop is, I think. You feel what I'm saying?
Right. So who would you say is your top five artists? I'm not gonna say just rappers. I'm gonna say top five artists of all time.
Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, I like Kendrick Lamar. Yeah.
Andre 3000.
Okay, Andre 3K.
Let's see, my favorite, Whitney Houston.
You say Whitney?
Prince.
Yeah, man. Shout out, my mama's a man. She's a Prince fanatic. She broke down, man, like it was her son, man.
You feel me?
Yeah, she was, and she got to see him. He came here right before he passed. She got to see him, but yeah, she had vinyls. She was a real Prince fan. She had a special, like a 1999 special, going to the New Year's, and she taped that. And man, it was, yeah, she's a Prince fanatic.
Yeah, Prince was something else. Just the fact that he wrote it all his own music. He played the instruments and shit like that. I think that like niggas can't do that no more.
And he was one, like, the first artist. He's like, I want my masters. I'm going to own my stuff. Yeah. So, yeah. So, yeah, shout out to Prince, man. He was a revolutionary in that.
Definitely trailblazer type shit.
Mm-hmm.
The fifth one, I said Kendrick, Whitney, Prince. Who else to say?
You said Kendrick, Prince, Andre 3K.
Andre, yeah, Whitney. I'm going Tupac.
Yeah, shout out to Tupac.
I'm going Tupac.
Man.
I feel like it's like you can't go wrong with Tupac type shit.
No, you can't leave him. And what he done, it's hard to believe looking back. Like, he died at 25. He did, what, 4 or 5 movies. He did so many, you know what I mean? Dropped, what, a Sam made the album. That shit just like, that was a lot of work in, you know, 4 or 5, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hit the scene.
Yeah. That shit was nuts. You know what's crazy?
What's that?
My niggas hate me for this. I don't like Juice WRLD.
You don't like Juice WRLD?
I don't like Juice WRLD. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm on the fence like about it, man.
Juice is cool. Maybe it's like, out of all like the black movies that I grew up watching, they all took place in like L.A. damn near.
Yeah.
For most of them, except for like Paid in Full. Uh-huh. So like the New York, I don't know. I just didn't like the whole like the DJ shit. Like I just wasn't a big fan of it type shit.
He's from Chicago, ain't he?
Who?
Juice WRLD.
No, I meant Juice, like the movie.
Oh, okay,
Tupac type shit. Yeah. I fuck with Juice WRLD artists, but I'm talking about the movie type shit.
Yeah, you. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I get a lot of. Uh-huh. It might grow on me more. I don't hate it. Like it's just not my favorite. Like out of, you know what I'm saying?
They say Tupac at role of him playing Bishop. Was it Bishop? That's his name.
Yeah, Bishop.
It took a, you know, like, I'm not going to say he got stuck in that role, but, like, that mind state, like, carried him on. Like, a couple of people, like, he was a different person after he played that role.
That's crazy.
It is. Like, that was, you don't like Juice? I thought you were talking about Juice WRLD.
No.
Oh, that's a pretty good.
I wouldn't go as far as saying I don't like it. Yeah. It's just not, like, before I seen it as a kid, like, I seen it as a kid and then rewatching it, it just didn't, you feel what I'm saying?
I got you. Like, and I catch a lot of flack for this. Scarface is an overrated movie.
Now you tripping.
I ain't gonna say it's overrated. It's overhyped. It's not that. It's cool, but
nah. Scarface is one of the movies, like, you know, like one of the movies, like, you have a kid, you gotta make sure your kid watch this. It's like one of the cult classics that, you feel me, Scarface is at.
It's definitely a cult classic, but
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I fucking Scarface heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Heavy.
So you ever seen The Irishman?
No, I ain't never seen that.
It's Al Pacino, Joe Pesci. It's the latest movie about Martin Scorsese. It's about Jimmy Hoffa, the disappearance of Jimmy Hoffa. Mm.
No, I ain't never seen that shit.
That's a pretty good one. So this is I'm gonna ask you this: if you could see, wanted to see anybody on this set, who would it be? Like, but you gotta be able to make a call, be able to, you know, help us get us on here.
If I could see anybody on this set, I say Hendo Houdini.
Hendo Houdini. We gotta get him on there because I plug my podcast any and everywhere I go, and you gotta get him on there. She mentioned you too. Yeah,
that's all right. That's all right.
Yep. So we gotta get him on there. So. How can we get in touch with him, man? We DM him.
I can link y'all together type shit. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But yeah, DM him definitely. You feel what I'm saying? He definitely one of the niggas that's like really pushing the art in the city.
Oh, okay. Is he a younger guy?
He like a couple years older than me.
Oh, okay.
You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But yeah, he definitely one of the niggas that's like, he took me, when he went on tour, he took me on his tour, and that was my first time being like on tour type shit. Like,
oh, really? How was that? Describe it. Like,
it was a show in New York. Uh-huh. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. That was the first time in New York, and it was on some shit to where it was like, niggas knew we wasn't from there. Mm-hmm. Even just how we talk type shit, and seeing the rats, I couldn't do that. But the food was crazy. The show, it wasn't like huge, but just being able to do a show out of town, it was just turnt type shit. Like, it was a crazy experience.
Oh, that's, you know, crazy. Wow. Yeah. So it was only like one city? Was it this New York? Like,
for his tour, he was doing, I think the only out of town one he did was New York. Uh-huh. But he was doing multiple shows, and his next show was New York. So he was like, I just opened up for him for that one.
Oh, okay.
So it just like seeing how that shit go, and like, I wasn't used to even being at an airport. Like, mm-hmm. I ain't never flown by myself type shit or nothing like that. So just seeing like the process, I was kind of like studying how he was going about that shit. So
you flew into New York?
Yeah.
Like, how was that, like, because I never been in New York. Like, how was like seeing them skyscrapers flying in? Like, how was that? Was that a good experience?
Yeah, that shit's crazy. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. You can get lost there though. You feel me?
I would imagine so.
Yeah, the subway, I still don't. I've been in New York. I had two shows, and I had one early, like, it's February, early February, and the one last year, and I still don't know how to work the subways.
Really?
None of that shit.
Oh, man.
None of that shit. But you always gonna find somewhere to eat. They got the bodega, they got that on every corner type shit, so it's cool. It's definitely a cool
experience. The way.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? We throwing our best accent. It's on some shit to where it's like, you gotta go up there when it's warm.
Yeah.
Cause you gonna, if you get lost and it's cold, it's just gonna fuck you up. You gotta go up there when it's warm.
Chicago's a nice city, and that's the same way. You gotta hit that. Chicago in the wintertime is not fun because it gets cold. It's a different type of cold. Off that fucking lake and river. Nah, you don't. But sometimes shine, that's one of the best cities. Good food, good vibes. It's dumb shit up there, but if you stay away from the dumb shit, it ain't gonna find you.
I gotta make my way up there.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yeah, I've been to Chicago because I used to have I had a box truck business, so that was one of my stops on the. So I've been to Chicago. I was in there goddamn every day for like, what was it, summer of 21?
That's hard.
Yeah. So so I'm gonna ask you this. So if you could work with anybody in the city, who would it be? Who would
you? I'd say anybody in the city. I'm trying to think of who I haven't worked with yet. I need to get
we
a
might
song.
Can plug it up. I try to get in my little hands because I don't know. I'm working with so many artists and shit. So I'm like, what the? I ain't never made a music. I ain't never made no nothing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, shit, I know all these producers in my DM. I got rappers and singers in my.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to get on some more, you know, put a couple of dollars together, get a track. And God, man, these niggas from Hollywood, they, I need $500 for a verse. So I'm like, nigga, what? Well, like, you know, so.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest, I don't say it's the biggest problem, but I think that's like the main problem. In Louisville right now, it's like the Louisville famous shit. Like,
yeah, man.
Louisville's, don't get me wrong, Louisville got so much culture, and we got so much like music talent, and I think that we so condensed that we forget how small we are. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, you niggas is like just too cool with being popular in Louisville, and it's like when you actually go out of town, like fuck, like vacation trips to Miami, like actually go out of town, like do a business and shit like that. Mm-hmm. You think, like, you tell somebody you from Louisville, they're gonna be like, nigga, where's Louisville? Right. You feel what I'm saying? So it's just like, I don't know. I think everybody just, niggas just think they're bigger than what they actually are type shit. You feel me?
Right.
I think that's what stops a lot of collaboration. Not with me, but just in general, like
egos.
Egos mm-hmm. and shit like that. But it's like we in, you feel me? We
right.
It's people. Obviously, you got your, you know, Jack G, Bryson Tiller, to where they mm-hmm. give, you know, shine light on Louisville. But Louisville ain't L.A. It ain't New York yet. You feel what I'm saying? And I think it got the power to be for sure.
It does.
But it's like, it just starts with, I think the main thing is taking pride in where we from.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just dropping that ego and shit. You feel me?
It's funny you say Jack G and Harlow. I said, Jack G and who else? Tiller.
Yeah, right.
But Vory, man, that's...
Yeah.
His last album, Fallen Angels? What was it called? Lost Souls. Oh my God, that was a motherfucking, that was a no skip. That was a, I fuck with Vory, man.
Yeah,
like
man.
Him on the hooks, man. If I could, people, if nobody ever asks me the question, but if I could get a hook from anybody, it'd be Vory, man.
He real talented. He worked with Kanye.
Yep,
mm-hmm. Kanye West. That's hard.
That's real dope.
Yeah, it was a while. I didn't know he was from the city.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Was he born here? I think he just stayed here. Believe it. I don't think he was born here. But but a lot of people don't mention him. Like. And I'm, you know, playing my little music. And who is he from? He's from the city. Oh, who is that? Woo. But yeah, I fuck with Vory, man. He's a you know, good, talented person.
Yeah, so, he's real talented. Real talented.
So what do you see yourself in, let's say, this 5 years? Where do you see yourself in?
A world tour.
A world tour?
100%.
There you go, man.
100%. You got to speak things into existence, for sure.
It is, man.
And it's like, you know, I be having so much faith in God to just... You know, you just gotta keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Keep your head down, just keep working. And you don't know what can happen. You know what I mean? Especially with like how shit is today, TikTok and just all these different type of ways to blow up. It's like you don't know what can happen. So I'ma never like put a cap on myself and be like, oh, I'm probably just gonna do more shows in Louisville.
Right.
Like, nah, fuck that shit.
You gotta dream big. Like you say, power of manifestation is real. Like you speaking into existence. Speaking into existence, it goes to your mind. If you can see it, you can achieve it. Like
100%.
My man said a world tour, man. We're gonna be, and I see myself, and I'm gonna be right there with you, man. Live shows in LA and shit like that, man.
Hell yeah.
I done dreamt about it, man. Mm-hmm. So yeah, man, we're gonna get that big break. We gonna come in. So I'm gonna ask you this though. Like, how do you feel? Before we get out of here, how do you feel about social media? Like, do you feel it has as a negative or, because you brought it up, a negative or impact on, like, culture, music in general?
I think it's both. I think, let's look at culture, right? You mm-hmm. want to look at culture from, like, a regional standpoint.
Yeah.
It's like, you look at TikTok, right?
Yeah.
And you can see how, like, Philly niggas was talking, dressing, dancing, how New York niggas talk, dress, dance, all that shit, how Chicago niggas talk, dress, act, rap, all that shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's cool being able to see different cultures and shit like that. But it's like, you know, I went to the fair earlier, whenever they had that shit.
Yeah.
And it was like, all the young niggas I seen was just dressed like Atlanta niggas.
Right.
So you feel what I'm saying? To where I look at that personally as a negative, not to Atlanta, but the fact that, like I said, Louisville got a lot of culture. So it's like, you know, I don't know. Social media is just a tool, and we can use it to spread who we are instead of taking what everybody else is doing type shit. Feel me?
We need, like you say, we need to have Atlanta niggas dressing like Louisville. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
We need
Baltimore niggas talking with our slang and lingo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. 100%. That's how I look at it. I'm not like the fashion type a nigga for real, but mm-hmm. like I get into the position, I wanna find niggas that's gonna have Louisville staples and how our people dress and act, and you feel what I'm saying, to really spread that shit out. You feel what I'm saying? That's why you gotta do it. You gotta do it how you can through the music. You feel me?
Are you big on any local clothing lines? Are you big on any local clothing lines are designers?
I fuck with these jeans made by Hectic. He make like big ass jeans type mm-hmm. shit. He make a bunch of different types of clothes, but
yeah.
I fuck with his shit heavy.
He's local?
Yeah.
Hectic?
Yeah,
okay.
Hectic.
Check him out,
yeah, definitely check him out. And I fuck with Dolife.
Man, shout out to Sully.
I fuck with Dolo.
Nigga, he brought me some slides. This is my first episode. I wore motherfuckers for 4 weeks, man. Yeah, he came through with a, he's a real nigga, came through with a box of goodies, man. He said, help yourself. He got with some track suits and some socks and shit like that. But yeah, shout out to Sully, man.
Yeah,
you seen his interview?
No, I've seen his interview.
That was dope, man. He came out, he told about how he came over adversity. Yeah, man. Shout out to Sully, man. Yeah, real nigga, man.
Yeah, and a lot of niggas is wearing this shit too. Like, a lot of, like, you see, like, rappers is like way out of town, like, wearing Dolo Life and shit like that. So
I didn't think he was a Louisville for the longest because it was so big. I'm like, damn, I see people, you know, from Atlanta wearing shit. I didn't think he was from, yeah, man. Shout out to Stella. He's a real stand up guy, man. Mm-hmm. We get into the merch game too. It's coming soon. We just gotta, we trying to strategize it and tack it perfectly, man. So before we get out of here, do you want to give something to the youth, up and coming artists, like a gem, some motivation?
Yeah, I say if I were to give anything to the youth, it would be stay close with your faith. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And just don't get caught up in anybody else's definition of what's cool and what's lame. You feel what I'm saying? It's just stay genuine. I think out of everywhere that I've gotten, whether if it's with music or just with life, it was just simply just like just being like a genuine nigga type shit. You feel what I'm saying? Just be like, you know what I mean? Put the cool shit aside, put the fitting in shit aside, and focus on. You gotta think like all that shit after high school. It don't matter. I haven't ran into nobody I went to high school with. I don't be right. Other than like my niggas and shit like that. But like the people who is the top dogs, the people who you wanted to be like and shit, you gotta make sure that they people that you really respectable people that you able to look up to. It can't just be, you know what I'm saying? Cause once your school shit's over, it's just you and the world.
Real talk, man. Yeah, like that. Some people need to let that. I'm 34, man, and some people still grasping on to that goddamn high school.
Yeah, like, you feel what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I don't even remember high school for real.
You don't?
Yeah, nah. Second I graduated, my junior high school, I was like, I want to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember really nothing after I graduated.
What school did you go to?
I went to Ballard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You 21?
I'm 22.
What class was you?
Class of 2020.
You said you went to Ballard?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Butler. You got to leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, she went to, how old is she? Nah, she was 24, so I forgot what class she was. Because did Houdini go to Ballard?
Nah. Uh-huh. I don't know where he went. I don't know where he went. But you know what's crazy? I heard that like Louisville niggas be the only niggas that's like, we big on like at like the high school we went to. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like in other cities and shit, they don't ask like, what high school did you go to? Yeah. Like that's something like little niggas do.
Really? I think it's more of a small town thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, cause I don't know, everybody knows everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you got up? Where can they find you at? You wanna shout your socials at? Where can they?
Yeah, you can check me out, Horace Gaither, on Instagram, Spotify, Apple Music, all that. My album Miss Sissy Grandson is out now. Y'all make sure y'all check that shit out. You feel me? Appreciate you for having me on here.
Ah, man, I appreciate you coming along, man. It was like long overdue.
Yeah,
man. I've been knowing your brother for, we go back, what, 15 years, 16 years?
Yeah.
UPS days, man. That's a good guy right there. For real, a good guy.
Yeah, it's real.
Yeah, we getting old, man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. So, like I said, bigandlazy.com. This interview will be released immediately. So if you want to pay your $5 a month, or you want to be cheap, wait your 3 or 4 weeks. Either way, it's fine with us. We appreciate all the support, all the downloads. Every like, comment, subscribe. I swear, I see it, but I ain't really got the time to reply to it all. But I try to get back to every DM, comment. We love y'all. If anytime you see me, and you, for even the people that, you know what I mean, like, they be in my inbox, you should get him on the show. I appreciate that. You know, I'm all for feedback and constructive criticism. Like I said, merch is on the way. We're gonna keep going, the Big and Lazy Podcast, and we love y'all. We out.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. thank you for the support and keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.